here's a story from The World.
It's been a long year, and the coronavirus has warped all sense of time. So it's easy to forget that back in January, we were looking at the real possibility of war breaking out between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. had assassinated a top Iranian military commander near the airport in Baghdad, and in response, Iranian-backed militias fired rockets at U.S. forces stationed in Iraq.
The Pentagon says at least two sites were hit in Erbil and al-Assad, west of Baghdad. It says the missiles were launched from Iran itself. Iranian state
10 months later, tensions with Iran are still high, and that begins to explain why Iranians are paying such close attention to the U.S. presidential race, wondering what the next 4 years might bring. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
Most news media inside Iran is state-controlled. So many people get their news on satellite television channels from abroad. This is the BBC Persian Language Service reporting on President Trump's recent illness. The program is produced in the UK, beaming straight into the Islamic Republic. Amir runs an animation studio in Tehran. He didn't want me to use his last name because he fears retribution from authorities. These days, he says, he's glued to social media and satellite channels to keep up with news about the presidential elections in the U.S. Honestly, he says, this election has more impact on my life than any other election here in Iran. For Amir and so many other Iranians, the next occupant of the White House holds immense power over their day-to-day lives. They might live thousands of miles away from Washington, D.C., but the policies of the next U.S. president could make a big difference on security, sanctions, and the economy in Iran. For example, Amir explains, he wants to work with clients in places like Dubai, Canada, and the U.S., but because of American sanctions, he can't open up a bank account outside of Iran. That means he can't be paid by foreign clients and he can't purchase equipment abroad. Officials in the Trump administration say this is exactly the point of U.S. sanctions, to isolate Iran from the international community, to squeeze its economy so hard that Iran's government comes back to renegotiate a new nuclear deal. Here's Elliot Abrams on CNN yesterday. He's the U.S. special envoy for Venezuela and Iran.
There's never been this kind of pressure. And we will keep it going and we will increase it, as you'll see in the coming days and weeks.
Trump officials say that Iran supports terrorism and destabilizes the Middle East, and that Iran should never be allowed to get nuclear weapons. 2 years ago, President Trump walked away from the Iran nuclear agreement that was signed and negotiated by the Obama administration. Whether we like it or not, we have to follow U.S. politics, says 21-year-old Nasser Muharram, a graphic designer from Tehran. I think even Americans don't pay as much attention to their election as much as we do, he says jokingly. Muharram has been reading up on the mechanics of presidential elections, on the Electoral College and popular vote, for example. It can get complicated, he says. Last month, President Trump predicted that Iran will renegotiate a new nuclear deal with the U.S.
Within maybe, literally a very short time, you'll have Iran coming back and saying, let's get this whole thing worked out. Iran,
I think he is making such remarks for the domestic use in the elections.
This is Abbas Aslani,
senior fellow at the Center for Middle East Strategic Studies based in Tehran.
Aslani says Iranians have been looking elsewhere for trade partners that can help with their economy.
Iran has been trying to somehow work with its neighbors, or at least with countries who are ready to work with it despite the U.S. sanctions.
Like China and Russia, for example. As for renegotiating a deal, Iran's foreign minister Javad Zarif seems skeptical. He blames the U.S. for quitting the deal that was signed by 7 countries.
None of those parties got all they wanted. Now, they cannot come back now and say, I want to get everything that I wanted because I didn't get it the first time around.
Abbas Aslani, who reported on the nuclear negotiations for an Iranian news website, says he expected a bumpy road.
Making the deal was not the ending point, but that was the beginning.
Joe Biden was vice president when the talks took place, and he has said that if he wins the election, he'll be open to diplomacy with Iran. For now, many Iranians are holding their breath as Americans go to the polls next month. And Nasser Muharram, the graphic designer in Tehran, has a message for U.S. voters. He says, I understand that domestic policies are important for Americans. It makes sense. It's their life, their future. But Muharram adds that he hopes voters will also take the time to learn about how the candidates will guide U.S. foreign policy. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.